Order.
Prime Minister.
So, is the Minister seen any reports about whether the previous Prime Minister resigned when she was under investigation for fraud?
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Determined to score every last point against his opponents, John Key dragged in his predecessor, Helen Clark, with that question to his Transport Minister, Gerry Brownlee, who had been asked if he'd step aside while being investigated for causing a security breach at Christchurch Airport last week. The Speaker, David Carter, ruled Mr. Key's question out on the grounds that the Minister of Transport had no responsibility for fraud, which failed to satisfy New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Point of order, Right Honourable
Speaker, Winston Peters. This is not often in this House you've heard someone accusing a former Prime Minister of fraud. It's a most serious allegation, and I thought you'd have done something to ask him to apologise for it. Either make out the case or apologise.
Order, order.
But the Speaker didn't think it was that serious.
There is no member here who I would think would be offended by that particular remark. If the member, the Right Honourable Winston Peters, is saying that he was offended by that remark, then I will ask the Prime Minister to withdraw that remark. Order. The member has said he was offended. That surprises me. He said he's offended. I'm asking the Prime... Order! I ask the Prime Minister to withdraw that remark.
I'll withdraw.
Thank you.
Winston Peters was back after another of Mr. Key's questions, this time to Conservation Minister Nick Smith, who had been talking about a billboard campaign on water quality.
Speaking of billboards, is the government running any kind of program around recycling of billboards? Because I can feel about 20,000 vote positive ones that need to be taken after today's...
Order. 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 Settle down. Settle down.
This time the Speaker's response was similar, ruling the question out for lack of ministerial responsibility, but drawing in Mr. Peters once again.
Point of order, Speaker.
Order. Order. We have a point of order from the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
I seek leave for the Prime Minister to ask a similar question again so he can make a fool of himself twice.
Order.
As well as asking questions of his own ministers, Mr. Key kept up his attack and answers to questions about unemployment from opposition leader David Cunliffe.
Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, I can certainly see why that member would be worried about unemployment, but all I do know is that on this side of the House, people support the person that's the leader on that side of the House.
They order.
If the member really wants to be seriously focused on the issues that matter, he should focus on his own job.
Order.
Because what I keep hearing is they're counting up the
order.
Heads and they're doing the
order.
Numbers.
Also in the hot seat in question time, Conservation Minister Nick Smith, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Nick Smith faced questions about water quality from his Greens counterpart, Eugenie Sage.
Can the Minister confirm to the House that he has not initiated any work to weaken the powers and ability of fish and game councils to advocate for the protection of sports fish and game habitats, including clean water in our rivers and lakes?
That question got this direct answer.
Yes, I can. I think actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
After the council meeting that's caused some controversy weekend before last, I approved a modest increase in fish and game's licence fees. This is before the controversy arose. It'll actually increase the funding that fish and game has this year by about $330,000 a year.
Eugenie Sage followed up with this supplementary question.
Will the Minister apologise to fish and game for giving the impression that if fish and game councils didn't pull back on their advocacy for clean and healthy rivers, he would consider removing or weakening the organisation's statutory powers, or was that his intent?
Nick Smith refuted the premise of that question.
I find it interesting that the key protagonist, Mr. David Haynes, immediately after the meeting, wrote a blog. And when I quote the blog, Smith delivered his opinions and thoughts as professionally as ever. Mr. Haynes said, the same Mr. Haynes who a week later said that I was bullying and threatening. Well, being bullying and threatening is not being professional. That is, Mr. Haynes could not have been telling the truth both times.
Conservation Minister Nick Smith.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.